March 5, 2023. Second Sunday of Lent, Year A. In today's Gospel reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 17, verse 1-9, we hear the story of the transfiguration of Christ before three of his apostles, Peter, James and John. The transfiguration story is a story of love. This love is shown as God the Father declares his love for his Son, Jesus Christ, saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," then calls on us to listen to him. In the transfiguration story also, Jesus shows his love for his apostles by giving them courage and hope, as he gives them a glimpse of the beatific vision, and the glory that awaits them in heaven, when they faithfully and truthfully serve God on earth. Jesus did this to encourage them to live out his teachings, and to always believe in him, because he will never abandon them, and to spiritually prepare them to be strong, when they see him go through his suffering, passion, and death. Hence, the transfiguration of Christ reminds us of God's love for us, and his continuous presence in our lives. This is why our first reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1-5 tells us the story of how God called Abraham, admonished him, guided him, protected him and blessed him, for his firmness of faith in him. So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God, like St. Paul told Timothy in today's second reading, from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 1, verse 8-10. Continue to work hard daily in your spiritual lives this Lenten season, by reciprocating your love for God, in your love for your neighbor, and by listening to Jesus, as we were commanded to by God the Father in today's Gospel reading. May the transfiguration of Christ inspire us to live out the Gospel of Christ, and the teachings of God, so that after our lives here on earth, we may one day see God face to face, and live with him forever in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. For more, visit us at www.revfico.com. Remain Godful and stay blessed.